Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to another broadcast of the Children's Bible Club. We'll have music and singing and a story, a true story. So get settled to listen and take it all in. Well, maybe first you could call a friend to listen too. Give them the call letters of the station and the frequency on the dial so they can find it quickly. The more the merrier, right? Okay, and here's the choir to begin today's broadcast. Choir? Choir, what a blessing you are. Kids, do you remember in the Bible when Prophet Elisha was at Gilgal with a group of young prophets? They were all very hungry because there was a drought and food was in short supply. Yet there was Elisha with a bunch of young prophets sitting on the ground, and is true with most young men, they were hungry. What to do? Elisha told his servant to set a big pot over the fire and make pottage for everyone. But what could they make it with? One man found a vine with some wild gourds. Oh, that would be great. They piled them into the pot and let them cook, and at last served them up for the men. And as they were eating, suddenly they hollered, "Wait, don't eat it. This stuff's poison. It'll kill us." And they spit it out as fast as they could. They couldn't eat it. They cried, "There's death in the pot." But what to do? The men were still famished. Elisha said, "Bring me some meal, maybe like cornmeal." And he cast it into the pot. "Now," he said, "serve it up so people can eat." Wonder of wonders, the porridge was sweet and tasty and good. God got rid of the poison and fed his men good porridge. Isn't the Lord good? But Elisha had to put a stop to the bad soup first. That's just the way you boys and girls must be careful. Oh, I'm sure your mother won't let you have any bad food, but what about what you're feeding your mind? What about the books you read, or the television programs you watch, or the magazines you buy at the store? You must be careful not to let that kind of poison get into your mind. It's deadly. When you least expect it, it'll come back to your mind, and it's very hard to get it out. You just have to throw all that bad matter out and get your mind into the Word of God and onto wholesome subjects. Psalm 51:10 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me." And Philippians 4:8 tells us to think about things that are true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of good report. If we do all that, there won't be time for the bad stuff, will there? Well, here's the choir with something good to think about. Little Louise loved to sing about Jesus. One morning, even before she got out of bed, she was singing, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." Soon Mother called, "Louise, hurry and get dressed. Breakfast is almost ready." She got dressed, but when she started putting on her shoes, she just stopped. She looked at her shoes. They were in awful shape. Her blue sock was sticking out through a big hole in the toe of her shoe. She thought, "Oh, I need a new pair of shoes. I really need some new shoes." Her father was the pastor of a new little church in a small town. The small congregation couldn't pay him a salary, but they helped in every way they could. They brought milk and eggs from their farms, vegetables from their gardens, and sometimes a chicken to fry. But there wasn't any money to buy anything. Louise had worn the same shoes for so long that she was not only outgrowing them, they were ragged. She thought, "Oh, I wish Daddy could buy me some shoes." When he came into the house, Louise looked up to him. "Daddy, would you please buy me some new shoes? See, mine are all worn out. Please?" Mother stepped in quickly. "Louise, darling, Daddy knows you need new shoes, and he'll get you some just as soon as possible. But we just don't have the money right now. You'll have to wait to ask the Lord Jesus for shoes and wait to see what he will do." Louise's parents knew that God could provide their little girl's needs, yet their hearts ached for her. They all sat down at the breakfast table and soon were busily talking about other things. Later in the day, Louise was in her bedroom. Mother heard her talking and thought she was playing with her dolls, but when she passed the door, she saw Louise kneeling beside her bed with her hands folded before her. Silently, Mother motioned to Father to come. As they stood outside Louise's door, they heard her praying. "Dear Lord Jesus, I need some new shoes, but we don't have any money. Please, will you give me some? And Lord, could you give them to me soon? I need them by Sunday." "All right, I'll wait. And thank you, Lord. Amen." With tears in their eyes, Mother and Daddy hurried back to the kitchen. They didn't mention what they had heard to Louise, and she didn't say a word about her prayer to them or anyone. But that night she slept peacefully, sure that Jesus would not disappoint her. Saturday morning came, and Mother took Louise with her when she went to visit Mrs. Kent. Louise was playing about the room when Mrs. Kent noticed, "Why, Louise, you need some new shoes, don't you?" Louise looked up at Mrs. Kent. "Yes, ma'am," she said. "Jesus is going to give me some by Sunday." Mrs. Kent's heart was touched by what Louise said, and she asked Louise's mother to let her take Louise to the store, where she bought her a new pair of shoes. That made Miss Louise very happy and very thankful. Later that day, Mrs. Kent told a friend about Louise's shoes. When the friend heard about it, she said, "Why, my little girl has outgrown a pair of white kid boots. They're as good as new. Louise might as well have them." So, when Sunday came, Louise had two pair of fine shoes. Her eyes were sparkling, her golden curls were shining, and her heart was flooded with joy. She was all dressed up for Sunday school in her new kid boots. If anyone asked her where she got her new shoes, she quickly answered that the Lord Jesus gave them to her because she needed them so badly and had asked him for them. "Jesus gave them to me," she said. What a happy day for Louise. She trusted the Lord to take care of her needs, and he supplied better than she ever expected. And all that happened when she was a little girl. But did you know that when she grew up, she became a missionary in a foreign country and was busy giving the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to many people? Isn't that wonderful? And the Lord can meet your needs too. First, you must be his child. If you've never received Christ, you're in Satan's family. But the Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He wants you to be in his family. And he provided the way by dying on the cross to pay for your sin. If you'll confess your sin, repent, and believe that Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation, and receive him, he will forgive you, cleanse your heart, and make you his child. Then he can supply all your needs as you trust and live for him. You can pray and ask for what you need according to his will. How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? So, there you have it. God is glad to meet the needs of his children who call upon his name. And now, God bless you until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.